Wolf. You're waking up with the Wolf. The Wolf Wake Up Crew with Greg Thunder, Mandy, and PT.
102.9 The Wolf.
102.9 The Wolf. Every time I hear a song about touching or kissing, I'm just thinking, all right, well, maybe put a mask on, sanitize that first, then possibly. This is fast becoming my favorite part of the week. These are our Facebook-friendly Fridays, where we just take the good news, things that you've shared with us, things that we find all around Wolf Country, and just kind of bring them to light on the air right here on 102.9 The Wolf.
I'll go first. Mine comes from the New Prague's Happenings page. Karen posted it, but it was shared by, or actually Casey Martin shared it, but it was shared by Karen. It says, I wanted to let you know about a powerful story from this weekend. Mark Berg, as you may know, provides medical coverage for several high school state tournaments. Well, this weekend was the state wrestling tournament at Xcel Energy Center. And as always, Mark was the medical director on the tournament. On Saturday morning, a wrestler from Becker High School lost a match and afterwards collapsed on the mat. Dr. Berg sprung into action and assessed the athlete, who was in cardiopulmonary arrest. He immediately initiated resuscitation efforts, and after several excruciating minutes, the athlete responded. The arena was packed at the time, but you could hear a pin drop. The athlete was transferred to the hospital, but was able to give the crowd a thumbs up as he was leaving on the stretcher. Later that day, Dr. Berg and his team were given a standing ovation from the crowd. There were a few media reports about this yesterday, and I have to say that I'm very proud to call Dr. Mark Berg my colleague and my friend.
Standing ovation, yes. in the studio here too, as well.
That is
awesome,
fantastic
stuff.
Thank you, Dr. Berg. Thanks for being there. We talk about being a first responder, just sitting there waiting, just in case anything goes wrong,
right?
And then it's your time for action.
The thing is, how often do you sit there and nothing goes wrong, right? Mm-hmm. So those situations, you have to be ready for it at all times. You never know what's going to happen.
Can't step out. You got to stay right there, stay put, just in case. Many times, it's not the grand gestures. It's the small things you can do for a stranger or a loved one. And the generosity of time and attention can make a difference, especially if it's unexpected. And think back when you were a child and somebody took a little extra time with you, whether it was how to fish or hit a baseball, ride a bike. Well, this from a mom in Buffalo named Katrina. And she posted, here's a huge shout out to Buffalo PD. Especially Officers Brown and Leonard. My five-year-old is set on being a cop someday and a bit obsessive about it. So tonight, when we saw the officer sitting in a parking lot, I asked if he could say hello. Well, they went above and beyond by letting him sit in the car, run the lights, and showing him how everything worked. You guys made a little boy's entire week tonight. So thank you, Officers Brown, Officers Leonard, Buffalo Police Department. I know this has been shared on their page, but tons of people responding. Look at that little face in the window. Such a cute picture. Take a look. Look at that.
That's so cute.
Now, I don't have the boy's name. Mom left that out, and that's okay. But, you know, lots of people posting and responding, commenting, life-changing moment. We have an amazing police force. Awesome. Officer Brown is the best. So there you go. Shout out to the Buffalo Police Department.
Nice job.
You nice job.
Made a difference in a little boy's life the other night.
Love it. Let's go to, this comes to us from Brooklyn Park. Patricia just posted on a Brooklyn Park community page. I write this post to say thank you to all the people of our awesome community that helped me earlier today. At 2 p.m. when I got home from the store with my two kids and hands full of groceries, I opened my front door to see my dog Kirby dart out of the house after a rabbit or a squirrel. As I rushed to set down the groceries and get the kids back in the car, I felt so helpless, as this had never happened to me before. We ended up finding him 6 blocks away on 85th Avenue and West Broadway. Unfortunately, this is a pretty busy stretch of road, and he was obviously frightened being in the middle of the road with all the cars around him. So many of the people stopped to help, but we couldn't get him in the car right away. Aww. I felt so sorry for all the traffic and inconvenience that I created. Luckily, a policeman came and just about a few minutes helped direct the traffic away from where Kirby was. He finally calmed down after about 20 minutes or so, and I feel huge gratitude for all the people that stopped their cars to help me. The entire ordeal was one of the worst 30 minutes of my life.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks so much to all. Our little Kirby is safe at home now. So,
Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Center, where was that?
Brooklyn Park.
Yep. All right, great job. Good stuff. Hey, listen, we love it when you send us those feuds, those Facebook fights, but also these Facebook-friendly posts, because we love sharing them on Friday. So if you see anything like that kind of generosity, just that unselfishness going on, that pay it forward mentality, let us know. You can do that by doing what, Mandy?
Screenshot it and send it to me at mandy@1029thewolf.com, or you can send it to us on our Facebook page, 1029thewolfmn.
You guys.
What?
You're not crying this time.
I did.
You made it through one.
That's
one
way. Really
one in a row.
The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.